Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg. Today, I'm joined by Nick, and it feels like it has been a while since we've last talked.
Yes, it does. And it kind of is, because we haven't been recording as often as we did every week. And I think some people would like to know why, you know?
Yeah, and so for this episode, we're just going to do another catching up series. I think the last one that we did was mid-July, so it's been about a quarter of a year. And I know Nick's been moving all over the place, doing all sorts of things. I haven't really been doing as much, so this is going to be all Nick, honestly. And
honestly,
so I mean, I guess, yeah, let's see. First, I think, should we talk about our upload stuff right now, or do you want to talk about that a little bit later?
So basically, I think a big part was that all we had were like movie ideas to watch movies and like review them and everything. But I think once we started recording why you should watch Into the Forest of Fireflies, that was the last upload that we put out there. The week after, I went to Baltimore, and then we didn't record that week, and we forgot to upload that week as well. And so I think that made things harder for us, as well as for me, I just had multiple places that I've been going to, seeing like parts of PA. So I went to like the Poconos for my mentor's bachelor's party. I went to New York City and Brooklyn just to hang out with friends. And I had my sister's wedding. I had my mentor's wedding as well. And it was just like packed with things. I just came back from a week from California. And so a lot of my time has been put on just doing things, as well as I am starting classes again for my data science master's degree. So a lot of my time has been filled up, and it's been really hard to schedule a date where me and Greg can just talk. So, yeah, what do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I think you summed it up a lot. Basically, Nick was too busy for this, and so we had to put it on pause. It's all Nick's fault.
Is it? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, mostly. But also, like, during that stretch, sometime, I think, like, late or middle of August, I also got sick for, like, a week, and so I was not doing so hot. I couldn't do any type of, like, editing or any of that. Like, I edited half a podcast, and then I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore. Nick, go edit these things. And then Nick's like, and then he never did it because one of the files I sent was only half a file because Audacity is stupid and needs two files. And the other one was unconverted. And so, like,
he gave me nothing.
No, I gave him both things, and what the heck?
You good, bro?
I just heard two screams. Hold on, give me a second.
No problem. You go investigate. Just don't die.
Okay, that was a little bit spooky.
You know who screamed, or was it just outside or something?
No, it was outside, but my mom thinks the cat probably like got eaten or something like that. It was like really loud and really high pitched.
You think a cat got eaten?
Or, like, that's got attacked or something? That, like, it just, like, screamed or something?
Okay. Did it sound like a cat? Did it sound like a cat?
I don't hear a like cat a screaming that much. But, like, I've heard screaming like that before. And I think it is just an animal. But, like, I just, like, crazy. Kind of heard it. And I just got scared. Yeah, so I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? someone just got murdered, dude. I forgot what I was talking about. I'm going to leave this in, honestly. When I'm editing this, I'm going to leave this in. So, yeah, I got sick, sent the stuff to Nick. He wasn't able to do it because they weren't in an MP3 format. And so after that, we were just like, you know what? I think we should go on a little bit of a break because it's been like a year and a half. of weekly uploads. And I don't know, sometimes like it's not that much work, but sometimes it just gets to you. Like listening back to all these podcasts, recording them, having to manage all of them. And so I think like a little break was kind of what we needed. Also, running out of a lot of ideas is always tough. But now I think we do have a small stockpile of video of podcast ideas, and so we're going to work through those, and we'll get back to a regular recording schedule soon.
Yeah, I don't know if we're still gonna do weekly, but not like what we're doing right now, which is like once a month or
Every like 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. So hopefully it gets better, but
Yeah, we'll see.
I have hope.
It should get better. It should get better.
Yes, it should.
Okay, so you talked about like a lot of things that you've been doing. Have you been doing anything else since July?
Mr. Lai. Well, I kind of explained just weddings, California trip, Baltimore trips. It just so busy because I'm just everywhere, and like I don't know, I have not just stayed home for like a week in like the longest time where I can just like breathe. I think I had maybe like one weekend, but then I had to clean up like that whole weekend because like things about my life is that like oh my dad got married in China. So he had to bring his wife to America, and so my sister had to like move all her stuff out, back to her husband's place, and we had to bring it. I had to clean up like her room, make sure that there's enough space for, my dad's wife to like move in smoothly. So that whole week was like gone, and it just a lot's taken out of me. And then like another thing is like one of my friends that I usually hang out with around my hometown went to France. He's gonna be teaching there for I think like 6 months, teaching English. And I'm pretty close to him, so like we hang out like most weeks. We play like DC deck building, Smash, and like Yu-Gi-Oh, and like chill and eat like really horrible food.
Nice.
Mostly Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. But yeah, so when he was leaving, I was like, all right, we had to hang out like as much as possible before like you leave. So that took a lot of my time as well. And more like, oh, so much. I don't know. I'm a person that likes quality time. So just like doing that, just a little draining, but also like appreciating like, quality time with people. And then I just got back from California, which was like 7 to 8 days of just like being with my four other friends, and we like got a Tesla. We drove
Yeah,
around
of course.
like Los Angeles, went to San Diego, karaoke'd, like went out, and oh my gosh,
Actually living it up.
vacations, Los Angeles, great, dude. The weather there is kind of impeccable. Like it's kind of crazy how like nice it is. Every single day. Like my friend was saying, like if he ever lived there, he feel like he's living like Groundhog Day, which is like the same days repeating over and over again. And just
You
like,
just don't
oh.
get to drink water. And there are
And
fires,
hopefully,
but
yeah, there's fires, everywhere.
worth the trade-off though?
I don't know. Maybe the air quality is a little like subpar, but hey, no rain. It's always like, shorts weather or like, sometimes you pull like a hoodie on, but that's all you need. But yeah, so that was my college trip. And so yeah, my sister got married. And on that same weekend, my mentor got married, and his wife is also my coworker.
Oh,
So
what the heck?
had to. Yeah, it's. Do I say her name? Yeah, you know these people. They also went to your this one girl went to your high school.
Oh,
Anyways.
I know who you're talking about now. Okay, I thought you were talking about somebody who's like much older.
No.
Okay,
They're around like our age.
I
But
see.
yeah, so it was just a jam-packed weekend. And then in between that was like my friend's birthday party. And my friend is just like, yo, shot for shot. I'm like, no. Because the day before was like my sister's birthday. I mean, not birthday, wedding. And I just died at my sister's wedding. So it's just been a wild time. Yeah.
Sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then also in between everything is like within the month of September has just been homework from my two classes I'm taking. I'm like, oh my God, this is... Every day there's something. And I also really want to watch like anime. Also want to watch like the new Netflix show Squid Game.
And I've been hearing a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's pretty interesting. I think I'll like it a lot. It's like almost like Alice in Borderland if I talked about it before. But yeah, death games, very thrilling, very excite.
Yeah, of course.
My cup of yeah, it's my alley. It's like, you know, it's up my alley. So yeah, how have you been?
Dude, I've just been working.
I've been working too.
I just but... go in every single day, come out, and then do something random at night. I mean, yeah, like honestly, July, nothing happened. August, got sick for half a week. Not the most fun, but it wasn't that bad. Overall, we got a lot of food and we're like just finishing out like our fridge. Yeah, it's actually like crazy how much food we had. And there's a flood. Were you here for that? With the hurricane?
Yeah. It was like, was it Henry? No, not Henry. There was multiple hurricanes in New Jersey.
Yeah, only one of them was really that impactful.
It was like my old church got like flooded. Like there's a video of just like the baby or kids room just like get demolished by water.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was so bad.
Like cars got super messed up. People's houses got flooded, and then it just so happened that night me and my friends decided to go get some hot pot.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, so originally before we, like when I got home, it was like not that bad. It was like drizzling. And I was like, you know, they tell us there's flash flood warnings like all the time. Literally all the time. They tell us there's flash flood warnings. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore this. And then it was like, we went to go eat at like 8 o'clock and it was like 7:30. I'm like, you know, it's like kind of raining a little bit hard. But nobody else said anything. So I was like, all right, let's just go. It can't get much more than this. And then like we get there, first of all, on my way there, there's already like a down street light and I'm like, well, this kind of sucks. And then when we get there, the hot pot place, like the roof was like leaking a little bit and I was like, and then it was raining really hard and it was maybe like 9 and we're like seeing videos of people getting like stranded in the street. And
yeah,
like we're getting like flood warnings all like every like 5 minutes. We're like calling our parents and they're like, what are you guys gonna do? And then we're sitting here like, I don't know, we're just still eating hot pot. We're gonna see what happens. And then it was a little bit stressful because we didn't know if we could get back home. And we're not gonna stake out at this hot pot place, but thankfully there were 3 hotels across the street. And so we got a room, and then we just like hung out. I had two decks of cards in my car because I don't know. I think I took those from somebody's wedding.
Oh yeah.
And I just left it in my car and we just like played some poker. I got my money taken from me. Went to sleep at like 3 a.m. Went to work the next day. Like it was a time. It was like pretty fun. Like if I was out by myself, I think I would have like, that would have been like kind of sucky, but because I was with friends, that was like the first time I've hung out with them for so long since high school. And so it was a good time despite all the flooding. Like my house was totally fine. Was yours fine?
Yeah. So I live in the south side of New Jersey. So our side didn't really have much actually.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, but from what I saw, like Central and North Jersey got like wrecked.
We got wiped.
We got wrecked.
half of our town flooded, and
Really?
or like not half, but like there were like certain places where like the flooding was really bad, but I live on the side of a hill, so I'm like I'm big chilling. And so yeah, that was that. That was like an exciting Wednesday. And then I mean after that nothing has really happened. I think that was like the most exciting thing to have happened in recent memory. I mean, these days I've gotten really into Pokemon Unite.
Oh yeah,
It
it
dropped
came
on
out.
mobile last week, and me and my friends have literally been playing every single day. Like there's not been a day where we have not spent like 2 hours playing Pokemon Unite.
Is that what we're gonna do after this?
Yeah,
I knew
I gotta
it.
play some
I
Unite.
felt
I
it.
actually have
I
to
felt it.
I might be like another fighting game has recently come out like today, so I'm probably gonna buy that and then I'm gonna play with my friends. But yeah, it's been like pretty fun. I've been losing a lot of sleep, but it's been a good time.
True, true,
I mean,
true.
besides that, I actually went through a small anime phase recently, which is
Really?
surprising. Like, I haven't gone through an anime phase for, I don't even know when's the last time I watched anime. Like, maybe a year or something like that. But yeah, I watched like four or five series, I think.
Oh, what were they?
I watched Invader, like Apartment Invaders. I think that's the English translation of it. It's like a mid 2010s harem series. It's pretty good, I think. I think
I
it's
heard
pretty
of
good.
it. I don't know.
I watched
Okay.
Date A Live seasons 1 through 3, which is not that good. I should have
Watch this three
stopped.
seasons.
Yeah, and there's a fourth season coming out next year.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's actually insane. I watched that. I watched Danmachi seasons 2 and 3. Which I actually kind of like Danmachi.
I still need to watch that. It's on Netflix and
Dude,
I just haven't gone around to
Hestia?
Best Girl?
Yeah. No, actually no, but her character design amazes me. Like she has like the string bra, like it's actually crazy.
Okay.
I don't
All
know.
right.
Like you just look at her character design. It's actually insane. Actually I don't know. I read the manga first and I really liked her design in the manga. I think it looks worse in the anime though.
Really?
And then I started watching Clannad. I watched seven
Okay. It's
episodes
a
of
little
Clannad.
boring. It's a little boring in the beginning,
It's
isn't
because
it?
I watch other things because of one of my reading challenges. I'll talk about that a little bit. And then I started watching Super HX Eros, which is highly questionable, but we won't worry about that.
Yeah, we'll go to the next
We
one.
won't worry about that. Let me see if there's anything else. But like, yeah, I watched like a lot of anime, and I spent like a solid like week and a half just only watching anime, which is
Life.
like after work and all that kind of stuff, which is like kind of wild because I usually like will ask to like play games with friends or watch YouTube, all those kinds of things. I've been getting into some weird YouTube videos too. Like I've been watching a lot of hoof trimming videos. Have you seen
Oh,
any of
hoof
them?
trimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, like where they get like horses, like hooves, and
No,
they just like clean
cows.
it up and.
Cows, dude.
Huh? Cows. Oh,
Yeah.
really?
Yeah, and like I just like you they have these like problems, like they have like abscesses or like rocks stuck in their feet, and then they have to like
Yeah,
trim
get
the
it out and
hooves. Yeah,
everything.
it's I don't know. I've been watching so many of them. I've been watching a lot of videos of crabs dying too.
Crabs dying?
Yeah.
Dude, what, where are you right
Dude,
now?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. My Facebook like recommended is actually so messed up. Like it's been destroyed.
Sounds pretty messed up, dude.
But yeah, the reason why I was watching a lot of anime is because my current reading challenge, I took a break from the reading all the manga with color in their names because it's a slog. It's a slog fest. Like you've never heard of these series, and there's a reason why you've never heard of these series. Like, why would you ever read the five different manga just that are just called Red? You know, like
Why?
exactly. Like there's no reason for all of them to be called that. And so because it's like so boring, I was like, I need a little break. And so what I decided to do instead was read a whole bunch of harem series.
You're like, I need excitement in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, basically. So because I started watching Apartment Invaders, and that was a harem series, because it was the novel was on sale, and I was like, oh, what is this? It has like some pretty interesting art. Like, I kind of like the art of like the cover, so I was like, let me check this out. And then after I started watching, I was like, you know what? I really miss like harem series. Like, I really miss reading these, because they give off a certain feeling or a certain vibe that you just don't get anywhere else. Like, it's not a good vibe. Like, it's nothing like,
I don't think so.
Great, but it's like a more comedic, lighthearted thing. And then also it's one of those things where it's like, you know what's going to happen, so it's a very casual read. And so I found myself 30 plus series to read, and I have read maybe like 25, close to 30. Like,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I read the classics. Like, I read Rosario Vampire, High School DxD. Like, first of all,
stop this, man.
Rosario Vampire, there's actually a second season. Like, there's a sequel to it called Rosario Vampire Season 2.
Manga?
Manga. The manga's called like Season 2, which is weird. But Rosario Vampire, the original series, I think is not good. But dude, the sequel is actually really good. Like, it's actually insane how much better the sequel is than the original. So if you watch Rosario Vampire or read it, and you have not read or watched the second season, like, you need to go do that. It's like insane how much better it is. Like, I don't know, some of the Heaven's Lost Property was like a really weird one.
Oh, I watched that when I was little.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's a little this, weird.
You're talking about all the things when I was like a little thirsty, like,
yeah,
middle schooler / like freshman sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I read Ichigo, like, 100.
I watched, like, yeah, these are things I watched / like, yeah, back then, and I'm like, those were some thirsty times when...
Yeah, yeah.
This is like before Christ, like,
this is BC era.
Yeah, dude,
it's kind of, I had to read them because I wanted to write something about harem series. Like, I wanted to make my manifesto, dude. But I feel like I how can I have any credibility if I haven't read or watched all these iconic series? And so I was like, I need to. Like,
no.
There's no two ways about it. I need to do this.
You didn't need to do anything.
And then after that,
you
I was
just
like,
wanted to.
I picked, like, I was like, okay, Rosario Vampire, High School DxD, Ichigo 100.
You manifested into like a 14-year-old kid that is very thirsty.
Dude, and I was like, Damachi, like, I need to get all of these. And then after looking at the list, I was like, you know what? I can do more. Like, because
you're upgrading this D-gen list to like.
I was talking to my friend. I was like, how long do you think it'd take for me to read all the harem series that have been written? I think the number's like 500 or something like that have been like
series?
Completely translated.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, low-key though? Like, am I gonna do this? Yeah, like girlfriend, that's like an anime that's been coming out recently.
Yeah,
the 100 girlfriends who really 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 love you, like, weird.
Everyone, please stop him. Stop.
I genuinely need to be stopped.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm going off the rails, dude. Now I'm reading a 52 volume harem series, and I'm like, what the heck?
Gosh.
How did I get here? Like, what are the choices that I made that led me to this point?
What happened? Why are we here?
Yeah, what went so wrong? But yeah, no, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing recently, and it's been a time. It's really been a time.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm not safe for myself.
Yeah, you are not, dude. So this is what happened when I'm not with you.
Yeah. This is what happened when you were gone. While you were off, like having fun. I was here getting into the grind.
You're legit wallowing away into the dirt,
Yeah.
like
Yeah,
actual dirt.
this is what happens. I don't know what else to
Oh my
say.
gosh.
Yeah,
Yeah, dude. Like
I've
I'm
definitely
with you.
regressed.
You regress into a 14-year-old, like I dare to say it, horny kid.
Yeah.
Like
Like the worst part is, this isn't the first time I've done like harem reading challenges. This is probably the
Oh my
third time
God.
I've done it. And after the second time, I was like, no more. I'm never gonna read another
Yo,
one.
you went even harder
Yeah,
this
I
time.
know. I
You were an addict.
every single time. Like I think the first time I was like, yeah, I'll read like To Love Ru and like I read maybe like five series the first time. And then the second time I was like, all right, I can read like 10. And then now I'm like, I'm gonna read 30, which
You're an
just makes me
actual
scared
addict.
for what happens next.
You're an actual addict,
Yeah.
dude.
I actually
You just
am.
got a taste of it, and then you were just like, give me more.
But like the thing is, I'm like, because I'm so weak to these, I just need to finish them all so I'll never
Oh
be able to
no.
turn to them again.
That's not how it works, dude. It's like that's never how it works. There's an endless supply, dude. There's an endless supply. You're gonna be
They're
done
always coming
within
out with more.
like, yeah, dude. It's an endless supply. You can't do this to yourself.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
dude. You sure? Oh wait, did you ever read Tokyo Revengers?
no.
Dude, that was, the season just finished, dude. So good, so good. I think you should read that one next, but it's ongoing, so maybe not.
I feel like, I mean, I'm okay with reading ongoing. I feel like there are a few series that remind me of like are kind of like Tokyo Revengers, but they're like in that same space, like Jagan.
Wait, what's
J
Jagan?
A G A A A A A A N. I don't know. Like, there are some series that really remind me of, or like that I place in the same class as Tokyo Revengers that I want to read at some point. I think Jagan's like, from the art, it kind of reminded me of like a little bit of Tokyo Ghoul. I think it's like some superpower thing. Maybe like Parasite. I don't know. I'll Tokyo Revengers has always like kind of been on my list, but I haven't found like a good time to
Yeah.
take a stab at it.
Dude, it's so, I don't know, I think it's really good. Like you like the main character. Not because he cries all the time, because he cries like every episode.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
But yeah, it's pretty lame. But I like that there's like the main character can go back in time to like change the past. And a big part is that like, he has to fight his way through like middle school or slash like these gangs. And a lot of times he can't fight. Like he legit can't fight. But like he has like empathy and he's like smart enough to know like, yeah, these things that they're doing is not right. And he like fixes everything from like the inside out. From like this gang that are like a bunch of teenagers, like 14, 15, 16-year-olds, like that are running this gang. Like he's just like, hey, like I don't want you guys to die, 'cause in the future you die.
Nice.
Like let me get beaten up multiple times to make you understand that this is not the correct path. And so yeah, I don't know, there's like a lot of characters you really like, so I don't know, I think that you will like it. I think the audience or whoever's listening will like it. I also just watched the Jiraiya scene in Naruto
Dude.
where, will I spoil it? Like I feel like, okay, you know what, it's been like 10 years. Like, it doesn't matter anymore, right? Like
When
Jiraiya,
he's sinking?
yeah, when he's sinking into the void, when my
Dude,
man dies. Oh
no.
my gosh. Like I was watching, so I usually just like watch shows when I'm like working, because I'm like, might as well multitask. That's a skill, right? So when I was watching it in like times two speed while I like do work, and watching it dubbed, because that's how I grew up with it. Dude, like hearing all the death flags that him and Tsunade like talk about within like 10 episodes before he dies, it's just so sad, because he's gonna die. And Tsunade's just like, this is probably the last time I'm gonna see him, talk to him and everything. Like, don't do this. Like, don't die. And Jiraiya, he's a real Chad. He's
Dude,
just like,
he's
if I
goated.
die, it's fine. Like, I leave the rest up to Naruto.
For my boy.
Like, yeah, for my boy. And, like, you get to see, like, all the development, just like, oh, Jiraiya is the one that named Naruto or gave inspiration for Naruto's name because Minato read Jiraiya's book, and because Minato was his mentor, like, that's why Naruto is, like, you know, named Naruto. And it's just like, oh, am I also, like, the godfather of Naruto? And it's so sad because Naruto is, like, you know, orphaned when he's born because, like, his dad and mom sacrificed themselves to. I mean, like, it's been 10 years. Naruto's son, like, already came out. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys. But I don't know. Just Jiraiya is so good.
Jiraiya's a homie.
And then you get to see, like, yeah, Jiraiya is, like, probably one of my favorite characters next to, like, Shikamaru and I don't know who else.
Tenten.
Naruto is great. Two?
Who?
Not 10 out of 10. Like, 0 out of 0. But yeah, so I don't know. I just finished watching that just right now because I was like, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been watching as much anime. Just like Tokyo Revengers every week. My Hero Academia just finished their finished the season.
I hear My Hero Academia. The next
is popping off.
My Hero Academia, like, Sad Hero Academia, dude.
I heard it's popping off in the manga.
One of my friends talked to me about it, and I was depressed for like a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, just like a little bit though. Because it takes a turn.
Yeah. No, I heard everything like gets flipped upside down like the next season.
I can't wait for Ken to come back.
Ken to tell us more about his I don't know, feelings insights, about My Hero Academia. Yeah, insights.
I think he's gonna come back with a passion this time, like, or within after the next season, something like that.
Yeah, I feel like because he hasn't came back for like a season already. Like, he talked about season 4, we didn't talk about season 5, but I think season 6 is just gonna, just, you know, plus ultra, dude.
Yeah, I hear my friend told me that starting from now, like this next season, it's gonna be insane.
Yeah, things are gonna change. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, I haven't been watching that much. I'm probably gonna watch Squid Game. When I was in California, we watched all of the last two seasons of Kim's Convenience. Oh, Shang-Chi came out also. Representation of, like, you know, Asians.
Dude, that's the only reason why people be watching it though.
True. But I think, like, it was a good, like, it was a decent movie for, like, a Marvel's movie. I think the best scene was probably like the bus scene, but other than that, it kind of like withers downwards a little bit, but overall, like, there's still enjoyment within the whole movie. Did you watch it?
No, I'm not a movie watcher.
All right, and we watch movies every week and try to review
them. Hey, I mean, like, especially
we haven't done that in a while.
Especially like current movies, I never watch. I think the last movie that I watched, like, when it came out was, like, Knives Out. And then before that was probably, like, okay, before that I was technically Weathering with You. But before that was probably, like, Batman. Which one's the Bane one?
Isn't that, like, The Dark Knight, like, 2 or something? Or
Dark Knight Rises? Something like that. It's probably either that or Interstellar. I don't know which one came out later.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude. That was, like, a while ago.
I don't watch movies when they come out. Like, I watched Infinity War, like, 3 years late in the plane.
Did you watch Endgame?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
Am I? Like,
I mean, like, I think it's one of the better of, like, Marvel movies out there. I think Infinity Wars is better than Endgame, but I think Endgame is, like, a culmination of, like, all the movies.
Yeah, but, like, I've watched Spider-Man Homecoming. I've watched Iron Man 1. And all right, so, I've watched the original Avengers. I think those are the three Marvel movies I've watched.
How do you have friends, bro?
Dude, I don't. I mean, like, if I want to talk to them, like, if I talk to them, I love talking to people who watch the MCU, and I'm like, yeah, you know that, like, but you know that, like, in the comics, like, and they're like, in the what?
You're the worst. You're the worst.
I don't watch the movies. Anyways. I used to listen a little bit to the comics.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I haven't been watching slash reading as much as I want to, just because I've been so busy with, like, oh, so, you know, I still have work that happens Monday to Friday. It's just... Just don't have time like afterwards. Or I know, right? I worked in Baltimore when I was there, so I was like working, and then at night we'll like eat and like go out and stuff. But Cali, I just like took the whole week off, and it was just like fun. But yeah, I guess a question for you is like, how do you vacation? If you were to plan a vacation, what would you do?
I don't plan vacations, nor do I really go on vacations.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, because I know, like, a lot of people, like, traveling and doing all that kind of stuff. Like, that's never been something that's really interested me. Like, I'm not opposed to, like, checking out new stuff or, like, going to different places and all that kind. But, like, it's not something that I'm, like, I will... willingly go out of my way to go do. It's mm-hmm. just something like if it happens, it happens. Like if my parents bring me to some place, I'll go, but I don't know. I never planned it for myself. Like last year I was supposed to go to Japan. I told the people, I told like the people I was going with, I'm not gonna plan anything. Like you guys just choose a place to go, like choose places to go, I'll go with you guys. Because I genuinely have no interest. I'm also really bad at planning in general. And so, like, if I have a vacation, I'd rather just, like, chill at home and, I don't know, play some board games with friends. Like, that's my vacation. That's how I would ideally spend it.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm, like, the complete opposite. We are polar opposites, Greg. And somehow we do this every week, yeah, or I mean, try to.
That's yeah. Every week with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Why we did this every week.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part was because we had COVID. Like that's why we were able to talk every week and not be busy at all, because we were just at home and nobody wanted to go out. But now because things have, I don't know, been, I guess, a little better, like more plans have been happening. People are more willing to go out. And so I'm just gone because that's what happens. But yeah, when I plan like my Cali trip, dude, because I really love food, I just like Yelp everything. I ask people for their like suggestions and like where to go, where to eat. And dude, we made like an itinerary. Like we have a whole map of like food places to go to, areas to like check out. And dude, when I was in Cali, like, dude, the car we rented was the Tesla. Dude, we could do karaoke. Yeah. Dude, it's actually kind of wild. Like, have you ever rode in a Tesla?
Yeah, one of my friends has a Tesla, and honestly, like, he doesn't listen very often. He's listened to maybe one podcast, so I can badmouth him here. I don't really like when he drives the Tesla, because the Tesla can go like 0 to 60 in like really fast, and
it's like 2-3 seconds.
And because he has that type of power, he likes to use that type of power, and so sometimes it's like nauseating to drive with him. But yes, I do know what it's like in a Tesla. You Tesla owners realize that when you're feeling the power of it, other people are feeling something else.
yeah. So like when we were test driving it, since like me and like a few others were like driving it, dude, we just step on the gas and we just zoomed and we're just like, whoa. it was fun. But dude, so when you go into Tesla, you could do like karaoke, you can sing along to like any song, and then on the side it'll be like the navigations and everything, and it show you like, oh, if there's a car next to you, if there's a bicycle next to you, if there's a people in front of you. It's pretty cool, the Tesla. And then you can also play games in the Tesla as well. Like me and my friend were like, we were parked, so we like start charging the car, And while we're charging the car, we were like, oh, let's play some games. Dude, there's Mario, basically Mario Kart, but it's like their own like Tesla Mario Kart game, where you can use the steering wheel of the Tesla to drive, and the second player can use like the touchscreen, which is not as fun, but it's still pretty cool. You can tell who I was, but so also you can play like chess. You can, there's like Stardew Valley on it as well. It's crazy. And there's also like you can watch Netflix shows, you go on the internet. It's such a crazy car.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of wild, but
New Jersey was giving out grants to buy them like a year ago.
I don't think they're doing it anymore because everyone's like, yeah, everyone wants a Tesla now. Like, there's many Teslas out there now. But yeah, so we planned that out. Driving to like San Diego was like a 2-hour drive, so it wasn't too bad. Especially like during traffic, you could just go on like autopilot, and it would just like go with traffic, your Tesla car, which is really cool. But yeah, I'm a person that loves food. So yeah.
Look at this,
just like
look at this Yelp gold.
Yeah,
number.
Look at my Yelp. Yeah, elite. It's an elite, not gold.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, dude.
But yeah, so we went to like all the promising places around the area, ate like a lot of sushi, ramen, everything, and I was just like, all right, I want to go here, want to go here, want to go here, want to go here, want to go here. And basically, the people I was with, like, they're kind of like you, or not like you, but they're more like, oh, we don't really care like where we're going, as long as like we're chilling and everything and have good food. Like overall, things were good. I think traveling is just so much funner with friends or just people that you want to hang out with. Like for instance, for you and your friends that went to the hotel, just like chilling because of the storm and everything. I think that's like something that I think traveling can do a lot of times, and just like it's like a big chill, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I think it's pretty fun, but it's just like not something that I'm gonna go out of my way to go do this, because I'm like, I'm the type of person where like sometimes my mom wants to like go on walks or something. I'm like, let's just walk around the neighborhood, and she's like, let's go to like the mountain, let's do like a little bit of hiking. I'm like, we can just walk around the neighborhood. Like I'm like a very local type of guy. But if you invite me on a trip, and I like don't have anything else, I'll go with you. But
that's
just the type of person I am in regards to traveling. And some people are like, Greg, well, how the heck do you live your life? And I'm like, I don't know how the heck you live your life.
true. I mean, like people have like different like enjoyments and different mm-hmm. pleasures and like what they want to do. Some people love going out. Other people love staying at home. You're just the other spectrum. Like, and I'm just the other spectrum. Like I'm always out and about, and sometimes I just want to stay at home.
Yeah, you gotta have a mix of both. Like I do like going out with like friends and all that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
I think I'd go like 60, actually no, I'd probably go like 60-40, stay at home, go out with friends. I think that's about where I am.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like most of my time is like outside my home. Like the only time I'm ever at home is if I'm working, I have homework to do, or if I'm sleeping. If not, I've been also gymming recently.
Nice.
So been getting those gains, trying to lose weight. Dude, it's so hard. I gained like 10 pounds in Cali. It's
in a week?
Yes. You're in a insane. Week I gained 10 pounds. I think I lost like 5 of it after this 1 week. I lost like 5 of it because I've been not eating as much crap as I did back in Cali. But yeah, so I've been going to the gym, been hanging out with like one of the my friends that I don't usually hang out with and I don't usually talk as much with, but because of working out, like we've been like gym partners or gym buddies, just like hanging out, doing workouts together. It's pretty nice, and I would recommend everyone to just like do some sort of exercise, because we're gonna get old one day and it's just not gonna feel good when you can't get up.
when or you could just not exercise and then not get old.
So you die early?
Hey, here for a good time, not a long time. So that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. I want to be like at my peak. Like we're still like pretty young. Our bodies are gonna depreciate very soon. Might as well make it in like the best shape as we can now before it depreciates a lot.
Bro, your body depreciated once you went off the lot, dude.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. I think we have to start now, or else like it's gonna be a lot harder once we're like 30s. Because that's what I hear a lot of times. It's like a lot harder to work out, a lot harder to gain muscle. So it's better to do it now than later, and you know, get fit for the Lord, right? The Lord. The Lord's watching, right?
Train your bodies.
Yes, my body is a temple.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Do you have anything? I guess like one thing to talk about, since I don't know, we haven't been talking about it much, is like, how is our faiths at the moment? Like, I guess we have like 10 more minutes, right? We can talk about like how we're doing like in our walks.
Yeah, we can do that. I was gonna say we should talk about if there's anything coming up in the future that people should.
Oh, we could do that next.
Real quick, I think for me, I've been teaching Sunday school and small groups. So yeah, I have like sixth graders for Sunday school, and I have 8th and 9th graders for small group. And so it's been interesting. Like I'm finally getting to lead small group like how I wanted to lead small group, which is I'm basically going through Old Testament Bible stories and some of like the more low-key Old Testament Bible stories, and we're just like going through them, talking about them, talking about why like they'd be important to us and all those kinds of things. And yeah, that's been like pretty cool. Like, so, I don't know, there are certain stories that when I'm like reading them now, and I'm like, yo, this is actually crazy. Like, the Israelites going to explore Canaan before they like go enter it, and then they come back and they're like, no, we shouldn't go in. There's like, I was teaching that, and there's maybe like 8 different lessons you can pull from it. Like, I can make like a 2-month class only on that one passage, and it's like kind of crazy. And then for Sunday school, I'm doing like an intro to New Testament stuff. And so it's pretty interesting because normally when I teach, I'm teaching people who like have an idea of Christianity and all that kind of stuff. But now it's more focused on teaching people who don't really know that much. And so it's like a whole different vibe. And I have to do a lot of learning. So it's been like keeping me more in check, like, spiritually, like at least especially in like reading the Bible. I think I need more work in like praying and stuff like that, but I think in terms of like scripture reading, this is like the peak, or like one of my peaks where
this is the feast right now. You're feasting on the word.
So it's been good recently.
That's good.
How about you?
Pretty bad.
Yikes.
I mean, like, I think, like, ever since I finished reading the Bible, like, in a year, it was, like, a year and, like, 3 months, or, like, a year and a half, I kind of, like, went on a hiatus, because I was just, like, I'm tired, dude, I don't know, I'm done reading for a little bit, but now it's been, like, it's been, like, 6 months, and I'm, like, probably should start again. But I think there's no like inertia, there's no push for me to do it. Because I think before it was just like, at least like there's a tracker to tell you like, oh, you're like this many days behind, or like there'd be friends like saying like, oh, how far are you on like your spiritual like reading and everything? And I'd be like, oh, I'm doing well. Like I've been reading every single day, like I'm getting more knowledge and everything.
Nice.
But like, I don't know, after not reading for a while, it's just like a lot harder. And I think because my weeks have been so like jam packed, I've just been making excuses of just not reading and just floating along. And I think a big part is like not having a church community close enough. to where I can talk about like faith and talk about like you know, what's going on, or just people keeping me accountable. It's been a lot harder since like the church that me and Greg go to, I'm like 2 hours away now since I moved back home, and so it's a lot harder to like, I don't know, do things, as well as I took a break from small group leading, which I think did take a toll, because before I'll have to like dive into the Bible or think of material to teach the kids. But now I'm just like, all right, I don't have to teach them anymore because they graduated. Now they're in college and everything. But now I don't have a reason to like dive back into the Bible or really do much. But every now and then, like on Sunday, I'll like listen on to like Pastor Sam's like preaching, or Pastor Joe, or whoever's preaching that week. And I'll just like jam out with like, you know, maybe Greg singing, you know, he does worship and everything. like just jam out like while I'm driving home. Cause a lot of times like on Sunday I'm like out and about. So, I'll have like maybe a 2 hour drive home or something. So I'll just put on like this week's sermon or this week's service, and I'll be like, all right, so this is what we're learning today, like First Timothy or something, and these are the songs. And sometimes I'll just jam out to like Christian music on the way home, and there'll be times where I pray, and actually I think I pray like every so often, but I don't know, I think I just need to not be at home. I feel like being where I am right now is just a lot harder. Because I feel like there's a lot of noise, or just very stuffy in my own house. So hopefully when by next year or so, like I can move out, have some air to breathe, and you know, some Holy Spirit to like, you know, rest upon, and just be in community once again. But for now, I think I'm kind of like just grinding my way, trying to do like school work, and I don't know, keeping up with friends and everything. It's been pretty difficult, but some good news is that like some people that I talk to have been interested in reading the Bible. Nice. Which I'm excited for. Like they finished John, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And now they want to go into like the Old Testament and like learn more about like the history of the Bible and everything. So I'm excited for where my friends going, and I feel like, I don't know, this, I might be like in a dry season, or like, I don't know, I'm like, I feel like for most people, like we're not supposed to be always like on fire, always on, or always hot, but I think this is where God has put me right now. And so I don't know, I just need that spark. I just gotta keep praying for God to pull me in different ways, to really like go back into the word, go back into praying. And yeah, I still think that God's still like my number one and my focus, but I think there's a lot of distractions going around me that have taken the place of like what I should be like putting as number one, which is supposed to be God. But I feel like schoolwork and like just social aspects has been pulling me in different places. So yeah, that's like where I am at spiritually, like how things are going in my life. I don't know, it's been hectic like 2-3 months in my opinion. So.
Yeah, hopefully you can get back on track soon.
Yeah, dude, has there been small groups for like young adults?
No, I think it's starting next week.
Okay, maybe that will help, or maybe I'll just watch anime during that time, but I don't know.
who knows,
we'll see. Dude, so homework sucks. Anyway, so what we're doing next for Amen,
either that's for Amen, or also question, right? Also, like personally, if you're like looking to try to get anything done within the next few months, I think for Amen, me and Nick still have to talk about it. I do want to start having it's like somewhat consistent schedule. For now it might still be like every 2 weeks until like we're more or less settled down again, but I mean, we will have enough, I think, because it's not hard to get a recording session in every week. And so like, even if we do get like one every 2 weeks we do, we release an episode, but if we record an episode every week, then we'll have enough to be able to release weekly again, but still mm-hmm. not be like too super pressed on recording weekly. And so we will go back to normalcy, whether it be every 2 weeks or whether it be every week. I think that that's definitely in store for the future. Yeah, I think that's it for anything you want to say for about like the podcast itself.
I think we're still going to get like Pastor Sam to come back and mm-hmm. our guests to come back as well. We still have like some movies that are, have been, you know, that we need to watch still. There's a lot of things that we need to do still, but hopefully we'll get to them. And I will say we will.
Yeah,
we definitely will get there. That's a promise. Right there. That's my word. I never go back on my word. Yeah, that's amen. That's my nindo.
That's my ninja way.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that's it for amen right here.
Mm-hmm. For me personally, my contract ends late October, and so after that, I will be looking for some new, looking for another job. But in the meantime, I want to be a lot more serious. Remember at the beginning of the year when we went yeah. through like New Year's expectations, what we wanted to do? I want to actually start being serious about making a YouTube channel and to actually, because mm-hmm. I have ideas, I have scripts, I've written things down, but I just need to put it all together. And then once I have that time, because now I'm spending a lot of time. I want to try to do it by myself. We'll see how that works out. But like now I'm spending a lot of time like playing games like after work. So I'm like spending a lot of time with other people after work, but I'm just not putting time towards doing it. And so I'm always thinking about it, but I never do it. And so in the future, November, I will do it. I'll do it.
All right, that's your nindo?
At least one, dude. At least one.
Yeah, ninja way. Let's do it. Yeah. I think that'd be good.
You doing anything?
Dude, I still want to find a new job. If not, I hope like I get a raise or some sort of promotion for my work. But I really do want to move into the city. That's like new one York, of my goals at NYC? The moment. Either New York or Philly. I think I'm moving closer to like New York because I want to be able to live in that fast-paced life. A lot of my friends are in that area. And I think it would just be a lot of fun. Slash, there's a lot of good food. I just need to find a way. I just need a good job.
You need to secure like, income.
Yeah, I need a secure income where I can live within my means and like eat really good food. That's all I think of. I don't know. I'm a gluttonous. I think that's a sin right there. But
yeah, dude.
I just think about food like so often and just like I just want to eat everything. I don't know, but that's something I'm like looking forward to because I'm like there's a reason why I'm doing like this master program. I did I was doing this one course on like Coursera for a data analyst like beginner stuff for a certificate, and I still gotta finish it up, but like I'm too occupied with like schoolwork, work itself, making sure that like I have time for my friends where I can like watch things with them and everything, as well as like I don't know, be with my family because I'm at home, and then as well as like I don't know, my weekends are always packed because somebody's birthday is coming up or just things that are happening. I'm like things need to stop, please. maybe I just need to learn how to say no, you know. I just need to learn how to say no.
It is important.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would just want to travel like more. But I think for now I need to like take things a lot more slower. Because everything just seems like days just keep on passing by and I'm like, please slow down. I need time to do homework, please. But yeah, so other than that, like Do you think about like starting a YouTube channel and just like food and like interviewing people about food?
Name a better
But
comedy,
that'll be
dude.
like, yeah, dude. That's like my aspirations. But I do want to get like a new camera, dude. It's like, do I go to iPhone or do I stick with like the Androids?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk
I'll
about
think
like an
about it for next,
actual
like,
camera.
oh no, like just better like phone cameras because I mean that's what we're always using, right? I feel like if I were to record something, I think first it would be like on my phone and then I'll switch gears like after a little bit because I feel like
They've been
phone
getting pretty
cameras have
good.
been
They've been
like,
getting pretty good.
yeah, phone cameras are really nice lately, so I'm like, oh, it can definitely work. So
Nice.
that's like my ideas right now. Also, finding like a church to like go to, that's like,
That's also important.
that's very
Very
important,
important.
but we'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah. And I mean, we've been talking for a long time.
Yep,
So I
it's been
think
30. Oh, yeah, hour.
it's hour, a
Yeah, it's an
little over
hour.
an hour. And so I think we'll just wrap it up there. I hope that this has been a fun time for you guys listening. I thought it was a pretty fun time for us.
Fine. Yeah, that's good.
Haven't caught up, like we legitimately haven't caught up in a very long time, and so
Yeah.
it was a nice fun hour. And yeah, that's about it. Thank you everybody for listening. We are Amen, and with the power of God and anime in our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.